are either a woman or a minority small business owner. Did you know that the U.S. federal government in the past year spent over $10 trillion on business products and services? And of that, they were obligated to spend merely upwards of 23% with small business owners who are women and minority. Now that's over $2.3 trillion that was on the table. Did you get your piece of the pie? I'm Carwana Dean, and I'm a government contract strategist. I help minority and women small business owners grow legacy businesses by teaching them how to do business with the government. Over the past 5 years, I've actually helped over 200 small business owners just like you generate a collective revenues of $3 million and growing. My question, are you getting your piece of that pie? Now, the $2.3 trillion that I share with you is only on the federal spending level alone. We all know that there's three levels of government. There's your local, city, and county. There's the state and the federal government, right? So there's even more money on the table of what they're obligated to spend with your business when you add the state and when you add the city level budgets, okay? So in this video, what I'm going to share with you is the three steps of growing a business with by selling to the government, where you can actually not only grow and thrive in business, but build your legacy at the same time. Now, a few short years ago, I was actually broke, busted, and disgusted before I had even known the first thing about selling to the government or that it was even possible. I was a business owner sitting in your very seat trying to figure out how to make ends meet, trying to figure out how to make a quarter out of 15 cents, or how to make a dollar out of 15 cents, right? Chasing individual customers. What I found was that I used to spend more time in my business chasing customers than I did actually making money, right? And that's where small business owners, you know, struggle the most, right? We spend more time chasing and trying to convince people to do business with us rather than doing business with the right player in the first time. Now, I actually walked away from my traditional 9-to-5 at the early age of 27 to pursue my dreams, to become a stay-home full-time mom, but also to start my business and my legacy on the side. So at that time, of course, I came with a college degree in business, accumulating hundreds of thousands of dollars in student loans just to get a business degree, because I thought that was the way that I needed to go to build a business. Now, with my business degree, my business struggled for years, right, with the knowledge that I was actually taught, because we're traditionally taught that you have to have a business loan, or you have to wait 2 to 5 years to grow a profit, or if you make it to 5 years, you're lucky. And what I learned was everything that we were taught in business school was wrong. Everything, right? And so at the time when I was trying to build my business, of course, I was married at the time and had a different spouse, and you know, he was the primary caretaker. But in the middle, I was going through the middle of a divorce. A few years into my marriage, I started going through a divorce, and here I am, barely making ends meet in my business, right? A full-time mom, getting ready to get a divorce, and I had to figure out how to make it work, because number one, I was not going to go back to traditional 9-to-5. My back was against the wall. I had to find out a way. So in my normal hustle and bustle, where I'm chasing individual customers, doing freelance jobs just to kind of make ends meet, I was barely making about $20,000 to $30,000 a year, but spending 50-hour weeks hustling, right? The numbers didn't add up for me. So I had to find a way to really figure out how I was going to build a business so I can provide for my children, so that I can get out of the customer chase and all of those things that I no longer wanted to do. And during my hustle, I actually started doing freelance work for the first Black billionaire that I had ever known, who built his business from the ground up. And I began to ask the question, how did you build a multi-billion dollar business as a Black man in today's time, right? And so the number one thing that he shared with me changed my life completely, and it was that he was selling to the government. And he looked at me and said, the very thing that you're doing for me, because I was doing photography services at the time, you can actually do for the government and land multiple six-figure contracts and be actually grow enough to becoming the first Black millionaire in your family. I looked at that as an opportunity to want to learn more. And so in my research, what I've discovered was the $1 trillion secret to government contracts for minority and women-owned businesses. And that's what I coined it, because I had no clue. Now, when you go to, the SBA, and when you go to business school, not once do they say it's possible for a small business, individual proprietor, like sole proprietor, can sell to such a big giant client. And the truth of the matter is, what I learned was that government agencies, and there's millions of them across the federal level. We're talking about your city and county level and your state, the Department of Transportation, Department of Public Health, Department of, you know, Economic Workforce Development, the City Hall, like the hospital, like all of these agencies, right? The Department of Energy. They all have set aside budgets for women and minority small business owners and other business concerns. And that one thing actually helped me to go, like, learning that in three steps, where I had to figure out. There were three steps, and I'm going to share with you exactly what those three steps are. But that helped me to take my business from earning barely $20,000 to $30,000 a year to landing my first $70,000 contract. And guess what? It was for 28 days of work. Now, mind you, I had walked away from a traditional job because I was missing out on, you know, being able to be there for my kids when they, you know, say their first words and take their first steps and all those things. I no longer wanted to be that person. And so I walked away from a job where I was working 40-hour work weeks, making about $90,000 a year, and I started my business, which started on a steep uphill, right? It was like a struggle to get up that hill. But what I learned was that the government contracting $70,000 contract for 28 days of work merely replaced the full-time job that I had, right? For just 28 days of work. All I needed was two of those, right? And so in repeating the steps and the things that I learned, I ended up landing my second contract, right? Which was similar size, similar days of work. And the first thing that I said to myself was, how powerful was this? And why don't we know this? When you go to City Hall to start your business, when you start a business or go to the state to get your LLC or whatever it is, right? When you go to business school, why don't they tell us the first person you should be looking at to get your business off the ground is selling to the government, right? Because with the government, you don't have to have marketing dollars, right? That's some of the struggle that small business owners have. We don't have the marketing dollars to, you know, to be able to compete and be competitive and to really grow a business from the ground up. There's no real way to bootstrap your business that way and be thriving, right? But with government contracts, you can start a business today. In the next 60, 30, 60, 90 days, you can be highly profitable, landing your first six-figure contract, if not a you know, five-figure contract or multiple contracts. And the truth is, you can land contracts simultaneously. There's no limit to how much you can sell to the government. And so what I'm about to share with you in today's session is how I was able, not only able to build a multi-billion dollar, not billion, but million dollar business for myself, but to generate, help my clients generate upwards of $3 million and more and growing by leveraging their business, which is a vehicle to generate wealth, government contracts as the fuel to help them get there and to get there faster. Because I don't know about you, but we don't have 20 years to learn how to figure out how to make some money in our business. We have today. We have within the next 6 to 12 months to learn how to make this thing work. And this is the key to making it work. So now, I said all that to say, as a business owner, the $1 trillion secret that I learned was that there's more money out there than you can imagine. So just think about it as a stream of flowing water, a stream of flowing money that's flowing down your street every single day. And every single day that we're not doing this, because it costs us not to do it, whether it's costing us directly or indirectly, it costs us not to do it, because every single minority business can be at least generating $250,000 a year. Okay. Case in point, I have a client who actually was in my boat, barely making money in her business, maybe not even $5,000 for the year, right? Learned these three steps that I'm about to share with you, positioned herself, and landed her first $250,000. That's $250,000 contract within her first 6 to 9 months of learning these three steps that I'm about to share with you. So step number one, and I call this my three-step BCP method. This is a method that I actually designed based off the experience and the research that I've done on what I had to do to get to where I am today, right? What helped me to go from 20K years to 250K quarters, right? This is the method right here. Number one, you have to have a business. The B stands for business. You have to have a business in order to do business with the government. So we're not talking about an under the table business. We're talking about officially certifying your business as a legitimate business, whether you're a sole proprietor or an LLC or C Corp or however you want to structure your business, you do have to have one, right? And there's a list of items that you have to have in order to sell to the government. That is an EIN, a Dun & Brad number. You do have to have services that you actually want to sell to the government, like listing out those services. Because guess what? For every service, there's an industry code. And for every industry code, there's a specific budget of how they're going to spend in that code, right? So they have budgets. So for the more budgets or codes you can identify or services you can identify that you can sell to the government, the more multiple streams of income you can have in your same one single business, right? For example, traditionally, we'll be thinking a daycare center. Daycare center, of course, you think they get paid for watching kids. But when it comes to the government, that same daycare center, when identifying the services that you offer, you watch kids during the day. Sometimes you have after school care. You feed the kids, right? Sometimes you do peer-to-peer counseling because the kids come from two separate households and maybe there's some drama there, right? So that's peer-to-peer counseling. We're talking about nutritional services. Sometimes you may even do photography services, once a year at your daycare, right? That's five different streams of income. Every single one of those services that I name, there's a specific industry code and the government funds every single aspect. So you can either do business with the one individual person, right? Or you can do business with the government who not only pays you and pays you well, but can pay you for every aspect of your business. Now we're talking about leaps and bounds growing your business, okay? Growing your business by leaps and bounds exponentially, right? So building a legacy business. And guess what? Your business is bigger than you because it's not about what can we do for ourselves. But now when gentrification is happening in your community, you have the means to buy the block back. You have the means to build a legacy, to be the first-time homeowner, to own land, right? To give back to your community, to be the philanthropist, all of those things. But it has to start with leveraging your business to generate revenue. And what more better person to do business with than the number one largest purchaser of services and products in the world? And us as little people, little individual small business owners, we have the ability to do that. To do business with the number one largest purchaser in the world, right? And they buy everything. Okay, so there's some more things. Of course, you have to have a part of your business, 2 years, 2 to 3 years of business taxes or taxes in general, personal taxes it could be, or a letter of explanation as to why you have not filed taxes. But these are legitimate documentation that you have to get started, right? And so there's a free checklist of all of these things. I have a free training where I go into even more depth. If you go to qualifyforgovernmentcontracts.com, qualifyforgovernmentcontracts.com, you can get access to that free checklist that I have, right? So step two, once you've gone through step one and have accumulated all of those documents that you have to legitimately position your business to qualify for government contracts, now it's not enough just to have, just to be black and brown or to be a minority or to be a woman or to be at a disadvantage, right? There's a certain certification process that officially recognizes your business as a small business concern. Whether you're a minority small business concern, a woman-owned small business concern, right? A certified veteran small business concern, or a LGBT small business concern. There's a bunch of different small business concerns. There are socioeconomic disadvantages that you actually get to stand on and leverage to get access to the money. And so these are pools of income that are set aside specifically for these particular groups. But you have to officially fill out an application. This is called a certification in order to claim your piece of the pie. I don't know if you remember the story Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, where everyone who had the golden ticket got to go inside the factory and eat up and get all the chocolate or whatever and candy that they wanted. Well, I want you to think about certifications, the process, although it's a lengthy, daunting process where you have to have all of your ducks in order, right? But it is your golden ticket to skipping the line to generating wealth. right? So just like if you go to an amusement park, they have a fast pass where you don't have to wait in line. You can get right to the front. Well, here's a golden ticket to skip the line, to growing a thriving business, to growing it faster, to building a legacy, right? To accessing the funds that are specifically set aside for you. It's your golden ticket. I don't know about you, but I want my 40 acres and a mule. That golden ticket allows you to be able to generate enough revenues to get your own 40 acres and a mule. Okay? So get your certifications done. So that is the step. That's the second step, right? Understanding how to leverage your socioeconomic disadvantage statuses of groups that you've been a part of and have identified with that have traditionally been marginalized. They have money for you. Okay. And my question again to you is, are you getting your piece of that pie? The third step is proposals, BCP. That's my three-step methodology that I use to help my clients generate millions and hundreds of thousands of dollars every single year in government contracts for their business. It's just selling to a giant client versus selling to a million little clients, right? And so the third step is every single day, multiple times a day, there are opportunities that are being poured out there. In fact, the government on every level, we're talking about every single agency, and there's millions of agencies across the U.S. They're putting out opportunities, purchasing opportunities of things that they're looking for. They're looking for paper clips, sticky notes. They're looking for accessories and clothes and uniforms. They're looking for janitorial services and real estate. They're looking for insurance and travel, right? They're looking for photography and videography. They're looking for communications and music and ministers of music services, all those things. In fact, one of my clients actually helped her position her business to learn how to sell prosthetic wigs to the government. So if you think they're buying wigs, don't you think your thing is worth it? Right? Accounting services. I have a client who landed her first $250,000 contract in the 6 to 9 month period selling. And she's in the travel industry, and she sold actually breast care exams, right, to the government by partnering with a black business that actually does that service. And so the opportunities are limitless, and they're forecasting how much they're going to spend on these things every single year. They're setting aside a percentage of that forecast, the budget that they're going to be spending specifically for women and minority small business owners, right? And your thing in this third step is to look at those proposal opportunities and to respond, to submit your proposals, to submit your quotes, right? You have to respond. So if you go through these three steps, get your business right, certify for these for your golden ticket, and then respond to the opportunities by submitting your proposals, then you too will have access to that $2.3 trillion spend annually and growing that is specifically set aside for you. What would that do for you? What would that do for your family? How would that position you in your community? How would you be able to contribute to your cause and the things that you want to do? A lot of nonprofits, people have non-profitable purposes and things that they want to do, but you have no money and no power in order to do it. Well, what if you leverage your for-profit business to get government contracts? Now you can fund your nonprofit purpose. Right? So it's all about strategy. It's all about understanding what's out there and how to take advantage of the opportunities that are out there. And so if you follow those three steps, I promise you will get to have contracting opportunities that are mind blowing. Okay. So right now, inaction and ignorance and lack of knowledge is keeping us from that. So every single year you're losing money, whether you're losing it directly or indirectly, simply because you didn't know. And this is why I coined it the $1 trillion secret, because most of us don't know, right? We did not know. But guess what? Once you know, I want to empower you to actually take action, right? You want to take action. You want to be able to grow a business. If you're in business to make money, here's a giant client customer that's a guaranteed customer who's saying, I have money for you. I want to do business with you. Here's what I need. Can you serve me? Right? And don't disqualify yourself, because believe it or not, whatever it is that you sell, I can show you exactly the government is buying it. Okay. And so the other thing is, I want you to remember and think about, I don't know if you remember the little train that could, the story, right? The little train that could. So little train, which is a little business, looked at the big train, which is the bigger businesses, right? The bigger businesses like the Amazons, the 500 Fortune companies, the Ubers, and like all of these mega companies that we look at and we're like, how did they do it? They started today and now they're multi-billionaires, right? The secret is they understand this. And the secret that's going to be mind-blowing to you is they, too, have government contracts. Do you think that they're doing more than just getting money from individual us, like customers? Yeah, they're doing more than that. They're actually selling services to the government. They're selling their services to the government. And guess what? Government contracting, the set-asides, the opportunities that are set aside for small disadvantaged business owners just like us, levels the playing ground. You too can sell to the government and become that mega, big business that you aspire to be. So the little train that could, with his little choo-choo, right, was listening to the big trains that was choo-choo deeper, right? A deeper, richer, stronger choo-choo. And he's like, I think I can, right? A lot of us, we're looking at these businesses and that are bigger than us, that are stronger than us, and we're like, I think I can. And that's a good place to be. But I want you to know that at some point you want to go from I think I can to I know I can. Right? And know that this is for you, and know that there's opportunities for you, because knowledge is power. But the application of knowledge is even more powerful than anything. So go from I think I can to I know I can to I will, right? Make it a part of your plan. Live life by design, not by default. Make it intentional. Be intentional about being successful, right? I think I can, I know I can to I will to I am doing it. Follow through. Do the work, right? Those who take action actually get the results. Do the work and know that you can do it, right? So that little train went from I think I can to I know I can to I will to I did it to now he's doing it. And then he goes back and shared that with the next little train exactly how he got there. This is merely the exact journey of success that I've had. I thought that I could. I believed that I could. I began to do it. And now I'm sharing with you how you can do it too. And those three steps, the three-step methodology of business certifications proposals, is exactly what helped me to get here. So now I'm empowering you because I know that you can do it, right? And I want you to go from I think I can to I know I can to actually I will to doing it, so that you too can empower the next generation, to empower the next, entrepreneurs that come behind you, and know that there's a way to build a legacy business. And it's not going to take you 2 to 5 years to do it. And it's not going to take you having to get startup capital to do it. You can be highly profitable in the next 30, 60, 90 days. And see your revolutionary change, right? Change the very trajectory of your family, of the paycheck thing, all of those things, right? It is up to you to empower your legacy and to use your vehicle to generate the wealth that you need to do to be the change maker of tomorrow. And so with all that said, be encouraged. I hope that this was great for you, as good as it is for me. I love empowering entrepreneurs, but once I empower you with the information, it is your job and your duty to take action, right? And so today I'm calling you to take action. There's more training for you. I go into even more depth, and I also have another free gift. If you go to qualifyforgovernmentcontracts.com, you're going to get another free gift from me. Qualifyforgovernmentcontracts.com. There's a short video training on there where I'm sharing even more nuggets, and then at the end, the free gift, you get to book a free call with my team where we can actually show you exactly how to implement this into your business, and also how we can help you implement all of these things that I've shared into your business. So I look forward to, seeing you at the top. I look forward to not only being the one out there in the field getting government contracting, but also to see your face in participating in this multi-trillion dollar spend that is set aside specifically for you. Be encouraged. And in closing, live life by design, not by default. When building a business, build a business that's profitable. This is a way to generate those profits that's purposeful. You can do business on purpose, right? And also, for the most part, that's legendary. Begin to build your legend, your legacy, and pass this information down for generations to come. So thank you so much for having me here. I'll see you at the top.